great. Super Bowl ruined.
Oh, please.
That's Roger Goodell moments ago on today's show. And it's a maybe for the halftime show. So, following the script. So, I'm guessing.
It's a script.
I'm guessing the Chiefs are playing.
Oh, yeah.
And the two of them, America's couple, America's royalty, the king and queen of America, will be front and center for the Super Bowl in February.
If she's performing, the Chiefs are playing.
I really did not think that she would play until he was out. But the more I'm hearing, the more I'm liking. And I think that this could be it. And now, last year, Kendrick Lamar, we found out September 8th who the halftime performer was. That was announced like Kendrick was.
Listen, if it wasn't coming any day. If it wasn't happening, I think you would have said no. Like, I mean, it's happening.
It's good PR for them, though, to just like keep people wondering.
Listen, I can't deny it. It's very good for the... Very good for the game, and you can't deny how popular she is.
Greg secretly loves her. Like, if you are in a car with Greg and he's driving, chances are a Taylor Swift song will pop up on the radio.
I will tell you that some of her music I like. Mm-hmm. I have just had it up to here with the focus on the two of them. Mm. I like that Christmas Tree Farm song or whatever. That gets me in my... Huh?
Deep Cut.
Is that what that's called?
Well, yeah.
Gets me in my Christmas feels.
It's not called Deep Cut. Yeah.
You want to know when they're going to announce
it? You don't even go Christmas tree shopping. You hire that out.
Yeah, but I get... As soon as it arrives and they bring it up to the condo, I'm psyched.
And I mean this sincerely. Like, my issue is not with Taylor Swift. She is a brilliant businesswoman. She is a superstar. Travis Kelce is just a dud. He's a total pud. There's nothing about him I find interesting. He's an idiot. He can barely speak English. He's not... Nothing about him is... It tells me something that I find interesting or unique. Like, he's a football bro, which is great. He's a good football player.
She loves the football bro.
But he's not interesting. Everybody's trying to make him seem like he's just not interesting.
Well, who's interesting? I guess in...
Patrick Mahomes is interesting.
Oh,
depends on what...
I mean, devil's advocate... There's no bigger get than Taylor Swift when it comes to halftime, right? Is there anybody?
No.
That,
nope. Who would you put up there? Like, if you were gonna,
for me, like, I would prefer. I'd prefer anybody. Like, I'd prefer Foo Fighters, and people are gonna go, "Oh, Greg, you love the Foo." Yes, I love Dave Grohl. I love the Foo Fighters, but I would.
Foo Fighters.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z hasn't done it. Like, would
he's
you?
He is the person putting the halftime show on now, though.
Aware.
So
yes.
he could
do it himself.
Of the recent names: Kendrick Lamar last year, Usher the year before that, Rihanna, Eminem, and Dre and Snoop before that, The Weeknd, Shakira, J-Lo, Bad Bunny.
There has not been a halftime show that I was interested in, that I was really looking forward to in a long, long time.
What about the country dude that you like, the Gillette? Think he could do it?
No, because he doesn't put a good show on. Morgan Wallen. Okay. I don't like. He's not entertaining. He's got a great catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And hit after hit after hit, but his show was a nothing burger to me.
So it has to be somebody.
All he does is play a song and go, thank you.
Wait, who did he say he was waiting on to make the announcement?
Jay-Z.
Who's Jay-Z married to?
Beyonce.
Well, maybe it could be Beyonce.
No,
she's already done it, though, right?
Yeah. she's already done it.
And that one was unbelievable. But
what if they did a duo? Duet?
Duet? Yeah, I mean, they would have a couple songs he could come out on.
Swifties and Beehive kind of are opposite ends sometimes.
I think, like, it's weird because whoever does it has to put on and be an entertainer, right?
That's why I think country artists are hard to put in that slot, mm-hmm. because country artists, performing-wise, don't always have, like, the pyro.
Well, I don't need that, though.
A lot of people like that.
But that's what they want.
The halftime show.
That's what they want. Like, even like Kendrick Lamar, right? Last year, he had to do a lot of that different stuff. A lot of pyro, a lot of dance, and a lot of, like, different set changes.
I would argue that, and I defy anybody to tell me different, the greatest Super Bowl anthem of all time, if you remove Whitney Houston from the mix, is Chris Stapleton a few years ago.
Very different, though.
Yes, but but unbelievable.
Yeah,
like, that's the anthem,
like,
though.
The best.
You know what they should do, Greg? They should have the women of Blue Origin land their ship right at midfield, and Taylor Swift joins them.
It is the hum.
Yes.
That's
true.
The anthem, though. That's, you know, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of, you know. But the halftime show, they want people to be entertained.
Yeah, they want dancers. They want pyro.
They want all that stuff. Yeah. Set changes.
Lady Gaga jumping from the roof.
Right. And I don't know anything who can
but
do that.
Anything but the music. Let's focus on it.
But nobody focuses on the music, though.
Ken didn't like Shakira. Too edgy.
You and I love Prince. Prince is the greatest halftime show ever.
Right. But no one focuses on the music now.
You too. 2002, post 9/11, was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Tom Petty, fantastic. Okay. I get it. Go ahead.
No.
You're an old head.
Nope.
You're an old man. Did you just poop yourself?
Well, I ask that every day. But
I just like music.
Check your diaper.
To meet you halfway, there are other people that I would love to see. Coldplay would be unbelievable at the halftime now.
They've already done it.
I know they have, but they would be
right
now.
You don't want to recycle.
Kiss
don't want to recycle.
They're hot right now, though.
But you recycle. They already done it.
Like Justin Bieber would be great. I know people would hate to see that, but I think he would be very good. Dua Lipa would be great.
Line, great suggestion. What about Metallica? You're in San Francisco.
No, thank you.
Huh? What about Duhas?
No, that would be no thanks to Metallica.
Yeah, that would be the worst halftime show ever.
I'm with Shine.
Oh, really?
I would turn it off.
That would be so disastrous. Bad about it.
Angry.
No one under the age of 30 would care.
Yeah, I'd even go higher than that. You know,
nobody
what would be good?
Under the age of 30 cares about Metallica.
No, Greg.
You maroon. What are you talking about?
I didn't stutter. I said what I said.
Yeah, you're so right.
You know, after
thank you, Courtney.
After going to see it, Chris Brown would be good.
Brown would be great.
Get out of here.
He's an entertainer. That's what
they would allow it because of the Rihanna stuff.
But the Rihanna stuff.
What's the finale? He tackles cheerleaders.
No, he flies around the thing.
The finale.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been plenty of people that have had situations that have performed.
Okay. Well, anyway.
It'll be interesting.
Sounds like you Swifties might get your wish.
Yeah.
And it could be a T-Swift halftime show. That's what Roger Goodell is indicating.
If you hated me before.
Oh, man. Congratulations on that one.
Man.
All right. Plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app. We'll play the best ones back in about 20 minutes.